It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Tuesday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we'll start off with high school baseball action as St. Anthony picked up a big win over Olney in five innings by a score of 14-3. 14 runs, 8 hits, and an error for St. Anthony. Olney with 3 runs, 5 hits, and 4 errors. Henry Brent was 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs. Brock Fearday, 2-for-2 with a double. Aiden Lauritzen, 1-for-1, but had 4 RBIs. And Meyer and Allen both doubled as well for St. Anthony to pace their offense in the big victory, as Meyer, Brent, and Clark all did time on the mound in the win for the Bulldogs. It was Newton defeating Effingham by a score of 6-3, 6 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Newton. Effingham, 3 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors in the loss. Brady was 1-for-3 with a double. Bame, 3-for-4. Traub, 2-for-4. Flock was 1-for-2 with a double. And Busher was 1-for-3 with an RBI. And Hayes added an RBI for Effingham in the loss, 6-3 to Newton. As Newton, Beinhart went 3-for-4 on the day. Wolf was 1-for-3 and Ferguson 1-for-3. Meinhart and Wolf each doubled in the win, as Meinhart had 3 RBIs for the Eagles, as Barthelme pitched the victory and Wolf was in there for an inning as well. Tetopolis picked up a win over Cumberland 10-2. 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Wooden Shoes. The Pirates had 2 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Couple of home runs, Carter Haney and Mick Niebrugge each homered, as Niebrugge drove in 3, Haney drove in 2. Davin Haney was 1-for-3 with a double as well to lead the offense, as Carter Haney threw 5 innings, Niemerg threw a couple of innings as well in the win for Tetopolis. It was Neoga edging North Clay by a score of 4-3, as Neoga had 4 runs, 6 hits, and an error. North Clay, 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error, as Coy was 2-for-3 at the plate, and Hackman was 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Young and Fearday each had RBIs as well as Titus in the win for Neoga, as Coy pitched 6 2/3 innings. Blazik was in for a third of an inning, but Coy relieved him and finished out the game as Neoga picked up the 4-3 victory. Walden was 1-for-3 on the day with an RBI, as Hosselton, Clifton, Compton, and Zimdars also picked up hits for North Clay. It was Dietrich falling to Shelbyville by a score of 8-3. Shelbyville, 8 runs, 5 hits, and an error. Dietrich, 3 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors. Meinhart was 1-for-3 with a double. Hall, 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Keck, 1-for-3. Also, Funneman, 1-for-2 with a double in the loss for Dietrich, as Meinhart and Ashley did work on the mound along with Lighty. It was Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City falling to Pena. Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City was up 1-0, but Pena scored 2 in the 4th and another in the 7th for the 3-1 win. 3 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Pena. 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors for CHBC, as Nowitzki singled, Ruff doubled, Pope singled and had RBI, and Lamb singled in the loss for the Bobcats. Windsor Stu Straws defeated Sullivan 6-3 with 6 hits, committing no errors. Sullivan, 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error. Gurgle at the top of the order was 2-for-4. Freeze, 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And Tingley was 1-for-1 with an RBI to lead the offense for the Hatchets, as Sayers pitched 5 innings, Tingley another couple of innings in the win for Windsor Stu Straws. Softball action saw Salem defeat Tetopolis 14-0 behind a no-hitter. Salem with 14 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Tetopolis, no runs, no hits, and 2 errors in the loss to Salem, 14-0. Big win for Dietrich, as they threw a no-hitter against St. Elmo Brownstown in 4 innings, 15-0. 15-10-1 for Dietrich, no runs, no hits, 5 errors for St. Elmo Brownstown, as Borgen threw the no-hitter, striking out 1, walking 1, as Garner drove in 4 runs in the win, as she had a double. Will, Woltman, Craik, and Borgen all doubled in the win for Dietrich. Windsor Stu Straws blanked CHBC in 5 innings, 10-0, 10 runs, 9 hits, and 4 errors for the Hatchets, no runs, 4 hits, and an error for CHBC. Rodman was 2-for-2 on the day for the Bobcats. Sarver 1-for-2 with a double. But it was Sam Hayes, 1-for-3 with a double and 3 RBIs. Washer, 2-for-3 with a double, with 2 RBIs. Also, Wittenberg, 2-for-2 with a triple. And Von Behrens was 1-for-3 with a couple of RBIs in the win, as Sam Hayes and Kendra Hayes each pitched for the Lady Hatchets. It was Aldemont with a 1-0 victory over Fairfield and a one-hitter thrown by Grace Lemke, who struck out 20 and walked 2, gave up the one hit. Aldemont, Ella Nelson, 2-for-3 at the plate. Hankins was 1-for-4, Long 1-for-3, and Flea Hardy drove in the only run on the day for the Indians, as she was 1-for-3 at the plate. It was another low-scoring affair between Mulberry Grove and South Central, as Mulberry Grove won 1-0. 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error for Mulberry Grove. South Central, no runs, 1 hit, and no errors, as Reed picked up the only hit for South Central in that loss to Mulberry Grove, 1-0. Results came in after the sports show yesterday from the Gene Armour Track Invitationals. Athletes from Aldemont, Brownstown, St. Elmo, Cumberland, Newton, and Totopolis competed Saturday at the U of I. Area highlights include Aldemont's Ben Radel, who captured second place in the triple jump, and he was third in the high jump. He also was third in the long jump. Hayden Summers of Aldemont finished fifth in the 400 meter. In the girls' meet, Newton's Carrison Martin finished second in the pole vault, and the Eagles finished fourth in the 4x800 relay, with team members including Lena Marshall, Avery Gear, Cameron Martin, and Grace Shoemaker. And Aldemont's Ada Roberts took third in the long jump. Newton's Sydney Kinder was third in the triple jump, while T-Town's Ellen Eels finished fourth in the triple jump. More results can be found in Millie's story on our website at 979xfm.com and kjcountry.com. Today's schedule, baseball-wise, all of these 4:30 starts. Effingham at Marshall, St. Anthony at St. Joe Ogden, Casey Westfield at Aldemont, Brownstown St. Elmo at North Clay, Cowden-Herrick Beecher City at Sullivan. Newton takes on Oblong, and that has been changed to Oblong. Totopolis at Greenville, Windsor Stu Straws at Pena. Softball action as well, all 4:30 starts. Effingham at Vandalia, Alney at St. Anthony, Aldemont at North Clay, Cumberland at Charleston, Dietrich at Neoga, Newton at Mattoon, and Ramsey at Totopolis. Boys and girls track today at 4 o'clock. Windsor Stu Straws, Neoga Patoka will all compete at Cowden-Herrick Beecher City, and Totopolis will also be at Sullivan at 4 o'clock, and again, both boys and girls track. NBA action last night, it was Indiana defeating Minnesota 119-103, Chicago over Denver 129-119. On the schedule today in NHL action, Montreal will be at St. Louis. Puck drops there at 7 o'clock. Spring training action saw the Cubs defeat Atlanta by a score of 13-4. It was St. Louis taking on their Memphis team at Memphis and picking up a 3-2 win. Today's final spring training game for the Cubs is Atlanta at the Cubs at 3:05. Opening day is Thursday with Minnesota at St. Louis and the Cubs at Arizona. That's a check of sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.